Penguin Presents SEO Trot by Roald Dahl, read by Quentin Blake. Author's Note. Some years ago, when my own children were small, we usually kept a tortoise or two in the garden. In those days, a pet tortoise was a common sight, crawling about on the family lawn or in the backyard. You could buy them quite cheaply in any pet shop, and they were probably the least troublesome of all childhood pets, and quite harmless. Tortoises used to be brought into England by the thousand, packed in crates, and they came mostly from North Africa. But not many years ago, a law was passed that made it illegal to bring any tortoises into the country. And this wasn't done to protect us. The little tortoise was not a danger to anybody. It was done purely out of kindness to the tortoise itself. You see, the traders who brought them in used to cram hundreds of them tightly into the packing crates without food or water, and in such horrible conditions that a great many of them always died on the sea journey over. So, rather than allow this cruelty to go on, the government stopped the whole business. The things you are going to hear about in this story all happened in the days when anyone could go out and buy a nice little tortoise from a pet shop. Mr. Hoppy lived in a small flat high up in a tall concrete building. He lived alone. He'd always been a lonely man, and now that he was retired from work, he was more lonely than ever. There were two loves in Mr. Hoppy's life. One was the flowers he grew on his balcony. They grew in pots and tubs and baskets, and in summer the little balcony became a riot of colour. Mr. Hoppy's second love was a secret he kept entirely to himself. The balcony immediately below Mr. Hoppy's jutted out a good bit further from the building than his own, so Mr. Hoppy always had a fine view of what was going on down there. This balcony belonged to an attractive middle-aged lady called Mrs. Silver. Mrs. Silver was a widow who also lived alone. And although she didn't know it, it was she who was the object of Mr. Hoppy's secret love. He'd loved her from his balcony for many years, but he was a very shy man, and he had never been able...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?